Absolutely. if you were to write a paper, and if you were to use a Kazakhstani academic source, or a Vietnamese academic source, or a Tajik academic source, that paper would not be graded, and they would ask you to find a more legitimate academic source. Mm-hmm. But if you cite a South Korean or Japanese source, which are again, or Australian, yeah, that's the most. But that, if you cite an Australian one, you should be kicked out of university, because Australia does not exist. I think we have established this. Stop giving Australian propaganda to the ears of our listeners. It is disgusting.
All right, sorry, mate.
And he's now he's doing the invented accent. And apparently, there's kangaroos there. There's a thing that likes to box, and it looks like a rabbit, but it jumps like a fuck
rabbits
off.
Also,
yeah,
jump.
Right.
Fucking Alice in Wonderland shit is this?
That is also me. Okay, oh, but
no. You can tell me where's the top hat next.
I don't even know what I was talking about. But yes, all I'm saying is that they are willing to close their eyes on certain allies and increase kind of public understanding and knowledge that these people are not like the rest in the Orient. You know, they're more like us. Basically, I can't be racist. I have one black friend, but done on a general field of geopolitics. So again, it's used to both include and exclude. And when you have an exception to the rule, like Japan or South Korea, then it's indirectly proof that the rule itself exists.
I don't know why, but when he said, I'm not racist, I have a black friend, reminded me of some. There was a Twitter screenshot that I saw, and it's basically a picture of a black lady, and she's an attractive black lady, and then underneath the, you know, she has like hundreds of thousands of likes on this Twitter post, and underneath there's one guy who's like, I'm racist, but goddamn. I remember there's a long, long time ago, some like Republican senator or something, and then like some journalist accused him of being racist, and he's like, but I was like, I find African American women very attractive. I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on.
Oh my god. Oh, sorry.
Enlightened country.
Yes.
There's a brand new one that came out on May 3rd, and some guy saw a story of some lady and replied, never been into brownies, but you might make me change my mind, lol. And she replies with, brownies, ? And he replies with, brownies, you know, ethnic. You're mixed with something, aren't you? Just my little nickname. And then my dude, what the fuck? And now this dude has been screenshotted and put on Twitter, and there's 160,000 likes. So
yeah, good for him. Jesus Christ, Brown. I like how he's like, oh, you must be mixed with something. Again, it's that weird like Aryan strain, that bullshit of like, oh, you know, Persian women are attractive. That, you know, the fucking Gabino shit. It was like, oh, Persian women are attractive because there's a common connection with the whites of Europe. What are you talking about?